and welcome to episode 33 of the Everyday Confidence Podcast from theskillfulmind.com. I'm your host, Steve George, and today I want to talk about procrastination and how procrastination lowers your self-confidence. Hello again. One of the biggest problems we face as people who are low in confidence is our propensity to procrastinate. We think that if we put something off, eventually it will go away and we won't have to deal with it. But unfortunately, the opposite is true. What you resist persists. The more you try to push an issue or difficult situation away, the more effort it puts into causing us trouble. So here's a quick example. I used to hate doing the dishes. I would do absolutely anything else if it meant I didn't have to stand in my kitchen and wash up. I'd put up shelves, I'd change the bed, I'd watch some drivel on TV, anything that wasn't cleaning the dishes. The problem was, surprisingly, the dishes would never wash themselves. So after a few hours, after I'd finished doing everything else that I didn't really need to do, the dishes would still have to be washed, and I'd wasted at least a couple of hours delaying the inevitable. Then one day I thought, well, I've got to wash up eventually anyway, so I'll see how long it actually takes me. And surprisingly, it's less than 10 minutes. So for years, I'd been wasting hours of my life doing stuff that didn't need doing so that I didn't have to spend 10 minutes doing something that I didn't want to do. And I still ended up doing it anyway. Most things in life are exactly the same. We spend an inordinate amount of time delaying things we're going to end up doing anyway. So wherever possible, as Nike says, just do it. Most of the time, you'll find that it's the idea of doing those things that causes the problems, rather than the actual thing itself. So an extreme example is public speaking. Speaking in front of a group of people we don't know is the biggest issue reported by sufferers of low self-confidence. But it's not the actual speech that causes us the problems, because it's likely that we've got everything we're going to say written down perfectly, everything's prepared. But it's the thoughts we're having about what could go wrong that cause us to panic and stress us out. So we might spend days worrying about this 5-minute report we've got to give, when really worrying about it just makes it worse. By the time we've spent 2 days, or even sometimes 2 weeks, stressing about how bad it's going to be, we've completely talked ourselves out of any confidence we had in the first place. And by the way, if speaking in public is a problem for you, there's a free ebook available on the website that can help you with that. But you get my point. If someone had said to you one morning, I've got a problem. Joe has had to pull out of presenting the weekly report in an hour. You know all about it and the details are all written down. So can you just go through the sheet with everyone? Now, sure, you'd be a bit stressed, but you'd just do it. Mainly because you haven't had time to think about what could go wrong. It's the procrastinating about it that gives us the time to find out what all the unlikely problems are. So make a point that whatever it is, if it takes less than, say, 10 minutes, you're just going to do it. What's the worst that could happen? You're going to experience the worst 10 minutes of your life so far. But at the end of the day, you'd have had a powerful learning experience, because either it was one of the worst experiences ever, in which case you'll know what to avoid next time, or it won't be as bad as you thought it was going to be, and then you've had another successful experience to add to your collection. Now, I know that the thought of doing some things can bring up thoughts of huge previous failures, but they're not generally things that only take you 10 minutes. If things that take 10 minutes is too much for you, then try doing things that only take 5 minutes and then work up to the 10-minute things later. So doing these little things that scare you as often as possible starts to build a wall of resilience around you. So as you do more and more of these things, you begin to realise that not everything is going to end in disaster. And that in turn makes you more confident about what you're capable of doing in the future. Just remember, it's the negative thoughts about an event that cause us the problems, and not the actual event itself. And if you can make the decision to do these short, scary things whenever they come up, then your mind will start to get used to it and they won't be as scary afterwards, and then you can just build on from there. So the main thing to remember is to keep it to small things in the beginning. If you try to do something that really freaks you out at the moment, you'll end up pushing yourself in the opposite direction. So keep it simple and build it up from there. I'll put some links to help you out along with the show notes over at theskillfulmind.com/podcast/33. If you've got any questions or comments, you can leave them over on that page as well. Thanks very much for listening. And until next time, bye for now.